We are continuing with Halachas of Siman Shin Vav. We are up to Siv Gimel. Let us continue Siv Gimel. Mach Shechina Latchum. Las Oitzo Kikala Oitzo Kemeis. So, Mach Shechina Latchum, we spoke about it yesterday briefly. He means to go to the border on the edge of the Tchum, which normally one is not allowed to pass the Tchum, not allowed to go beyond the Tchum. We know every place has got a Tchum of 2,000 Amos around. To go past the Tchum is also. To Marshech al Tchum is really also as well. To go to a place just before Nacht, with a certain agenda, for a certain goal, to go to the border of the Tchum, even if you're not crossing it, you're still in the Tchum, but you are going there for a specific purpose. We spoke yesterday about seeking for workers there, to be there early, because on Shabbos you've got a certain matter to see to. So this is also, you know, not in Machshech al Tchum generally. Now, we're learning in Machshech al Tchum. Machshech comes from Loshen Choshech, darkness. You go to, when it's dark, to the Tchum. We're learning now in Siv Gimel that to be Machshech al Tchum, Las Etzoker Kala, if you're doing something for the purpose of seeing to a Kala who is to get married, and for one reason or another you are to go to the Tchum just to see to something, to arrange for a Chasana, that would be permitted. So, again, although normally it's, you know, not to Machshech al Tchum, but if it is for the Tzorke Kal, if it's for mitzvah purpose, so for Tzorke Kal, oi, Tzorke Meis, lo vid oren v'tachichen, if you've got Cholila Bar Minon, a Meis, person who is deceased, and we have to see to his oren, and his tachichen, to his zagenes, to, as we say in Yiddish, the kittel, and he has to be seen to his tachichen. So this has to be seen to on Motzei Shabbos immediately. You are going on Shabbos, you Machshech al Tchum, to be seeing to arrange for his oren tachichen. That will be permitted too. So Machshech al Tchum is also, but if it's for mitzvah purpose, it's muta. You're even allowed to tell your friend. You're allowed to tell your friend, okay, Beryl, you go all the way to the end of the Tchum, you wait until Mot Shabbos, and then you're going to see to the Oren, and then you're going to say, please do that for me. So normally you wouldn't be allowed to do that, but here to ask a friend to do that, you're also allowed to do. Because you're allowed to bring it. You're also allowed to tell somebody, that's the next halacha, that's a new paragraph, really. You're allowed to tell somebody, go to this place tomorrow. You can tell somebody tomorrow on Shabbos, you'll tell him tomorrow you go to Liverpool and you're going to see to this matter over there, and if you're not managing to see it in Liverpool, then go to Leeds and I want you to see to this matter there. So to give instructions about traveling and journeys, you're allowed to do that. Go to this place tomorrow. If you're not successful in that particular place, go to another place. If you're not able to bet for one money, you should increase the price, the offer, that is. If you're not able to bet for one, you can bet for two. So you can bet for more expensive. You can give instructions in terms of how much to pay. As long as you don't actually say how much pounds it is. You're allowed to say, if it's not for one, you'll have two, but if you mustn't say the exact currency. You're also not allowed to tell him in a specific figure. It shouldn't be more than 250 pounds. To negotiate, I'm going to give you that much, you're going to pay me back. To negotiate, that's also going to be also on Shabbos. If it's only going to work to ask him, okay, listen here, you go and buy this item tomorrow. If it's going to cost £25, you buy it. £24, you buy it. But if it's more than £25, do not purchase it. And if you're allowed to do that, b'chol min d'tzorke mitzvah, if it's a tzorke mitzvah, you're allowed to do that. V'yish oisim b'chol inyan, v'chenikah, but l'maisa, we ask it under any circumstances. No, you cannot say, tomorrow you go, buy it for £25 or less. You may not instruct on exact figures of money on Shabbos, you won't be allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. Let us see a bit more details in the Mishnah Berurah here, in Siv Kotten Yud. Lech l'mok employini. To tell somebody you go there and purchase. If it's for a reshus matter, for a permitted matter, but if it's there for non mitzvah purpose, it's also. But if it's for mitzvah purpose, it's mutter. So what he's telling us as follows: to tell somebody you go tomorrow, take a train and go and purchase something, and that's also. You know, you go. I wanted to go tomorrow to buy me a new suit in the city. You know how to do that. You know how to ask somebody to give instructions to do something, which is... However, if it's for mitzvah purpose, then it's going to be mutter. With regards to how much it's going to cost, you're not allowed to do that. Give specific instructions about the actual cost. The Shulchan Aruch brings two examples. With mitzvah purpose, it's okay, kala. If he's going to purchase and acquire items which is necessary for kala, items which are required for the kala, and so kemes, another example would be for cholila, somebody who was nifta, and the kohen need to arrange for something, and that also they allowed to instruct them to do on Shabbos things. A good question. Would that be categorized as tzokhe mitzvah? What do you think? It's a good question. Would you be allowed to speak and instruct somebody to buy seforim? We're learning for Rishus Mata, you can't. For mitzvah purpose, you'd be allowed to. So the question asks, what if it's purchasing seforim? Again, according to many Rishonim, to buy sefer is a mitzvah. According to some Rishonim, even where there's no mitzvah, you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Ksivas Sefer Torah is fulfilled. We can't write Sefer Torah on our own nowadays, so the way to fulfill mitzvah Ksivas Sefer Torah, according to some, is to purchase seforim. So therefore, there's a tzorik mitzvah element in it. A good question. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Yeah. Siv Dalet. If you're hiring a worker, lishma zoim, to safeguard your zoim, your seeds, or another item, you're not allowed to pay him. Schar Shabbos. Okay, this is now going into the halachas of Schar Shabbos. A very important concept in Shaila. Are you allowed to pay somebody to do work for you on Shabbos? You ask him, okay, listen, I need you to go shopping for me on Shabbos. So never mind Amir al-Nochi. You know what? He's not doing any melochas. He's just going and fetching something elsewhere. No melocha involved. No carrying. I'm paying him for doing some work. You're allowed to do that. In fact, the case brought in Shulchan Aruch is, yeah? Cleaner is a good child, yeah. So what if you ask him, somebody, listen, I need you to watch just to guard. I've got lots of fields. I want you to clots like a guard. You know the guards that just clots, don't do anything the whole day? I want you to watch and be a guard, to guard the place before Ganovim. I want you to not any melachas involved, to sit and watch is no melacha. And I'm paying you for the watching that you're doing on Shabbos, the guarding. Mutter awesome. Yeah. Good, very good. So the answer to my question is that no, it is also to pay a guy to do anything on Shabbos, to pay somebody to do something on Shabbos is Schar Shabbos. In fact, why the cleaner is mutter on Shabbos needs to be addressed. But the concept of Schar Shabbos, I want to go even further, and I'm going to address also the Shaila, a very hot topic, and a very controversial Shaila, is about a Yid to do something on Shabbos, which is completely mutter, but he's getting paid for it. And a prime example is going to be a chazan. Somebody who is a chazan, and you're paying him, Yom Neroim, to do chazones on Shabbos, to daven for the Amid on Shabbos. Is this mutter also? Here again, we've got a shaila of Schar Shabbos. I'm not going to say now if it's mutter or also, but I just want to bring the shaila. And that the fact that somebody is getting paid for doing something mutter, admittedly, but doing something on Shabbos is a shaila of Schar Shabbos, of getting paid for Shabbos. Here we're going to discuss, over the next few seifim, we're going to discuss what is it that is included in the Issa of Schar Shabbos and what is not included in Schar Shabbos. Yeah. Does it make a difference when he's getting paid, before or after Shabbos? Does it make a difference? Let us see.
Because the caterer is a kosher caterer, and he pays the wages of the non-Jewish waiters and waitresses. So I presume he would pay them
So we'll see soon. That doesn't help. We'll see soon. Sif talet asoich es apoyt. Somebody ran to work. Lishma zoim to guard zoim seeds or fields. Odvach another matter. He's sitting and guarding the field. He's not doing anything. Just sitting and watching. You may not give him schar Shabbos reward and payment for Shabbos. Lefichol therefore. Ein achai Shabbos alav. He doesn't have the responsibility of Shabbos. The guy, the person who is watching over, he's not getting paid for Shabbos. Not to have to watch over Shabbos. So you can pay him for Tuesday. You can pay him for Wednesday. If he's there on Thursday, you pay him for Thursday. But you don't pay him for Shabbos. He's not. You can't pay him for Shabbos. Hayo schir Shabbos, schir chodesh, schir shana, schir shavua, noisen is chas Shabbos. Ah, but there is something which works. Leficha chay Shabbos alav. We're learning what you are allowed to do is you're allowed to give him a figure and say, listen here, I'm paying you for the whole week. £70 a week. And it includes 7 days a week. Now, although, pardon? £20 for Sunday. Yet, if you are including Shabbos, you're including Shabbos, you're not specifically including Shabbos, but you're involving the whole week, that will be permitted. Then once the whole week is there, it's considered Schar Shavua, and it will be Mutar. And therefore, it will be the responsibility of the Soiche, of the Poyel, to watch the fields over Shabbos as well. And it shouldn't say, ten lisel Shabbos, hello oima ten lischar Shavua oichodesh. Fim schor lechodesh, visnemo leshalem loi, kol yoim vikach vikach mikri schir yoim. So he may not specify specifically the Shabbos, but as long as he says that includes the whole month, it's going to be moto yoim aloi ten lischar aso yomim. Now, the Mishnah over here says, what happens if there isn't something happens on Shabbos? An incident happened on Shabbos. He was watching over and he wasn't doing a good job. On Tuesday, something happens and a fox comes in and destroys the field, or a ganav comes in and steals the peiros. What would normally happen in such a case? He has a responsibility. Yeah, I don't know if he has to pay the whole amount or some of it, but he's got responsibility. He didn't do a good job watching over the field, so he's got a certain responsibility. What happens if something happens on Shabbos? The guard was paid for the whole week. One second. He's paid to watch the whole week, and something happens on Shabbos. I told him, I pay £50 for the whole week. And something happens on Shabbos, he's not doing his responsibility properly. Is he chayv or not? Shem Echinam? Yeah, you're going to... Yeah.
Because he's not being paid for that day.
You're saying he's not getting paid for that day?
He's getting paid for the week, so he can take up the
holiday. So you're saying that... So he's got... So the Maisa, the Mishnah says, that since you have... Once you have included the whole week into it, once you've included the whole week into it, so include Shabbos as well, and yes, he is chayv towards it. You don't look at him anymore that... Why is it that? It's not really responsibility on Shabbos. But no, Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Lamed Yudzayin says, Shem Iro Ben Kilko B'Shabbos Einu Chayv L'Shalem, if it's not. But once you've included the whole week, then Mishnah Berurah Tzivkot Yudches, or Yizchir Shabbos, Hayinu Shekol Shavua B'Yachad, V'Al Koch Noitzel Yizchir Shabbos. Yes, he's getting paid for Shabbos, in a way, indirectly, and therefore his responsibility towards Shabbos. And yes, if something happens, it's within his achayas. So we're saying that in a way there is a certain payment for Shabbos, an indirect way, and he's got responsibility towards it as well. Okay. Now, Rabbi said, what's the halacha with regards to Chazonim? Chazonim. When is it mutar? When is it also? He's getting paid.
First of all, he's a permanent job.
Preparation. Tell me, is anything he prepares? Rabbi said, I want to ask you the shaila, a real shaila that happened. It was a chazan famous chazan, outstanding, top of the top. And he was hired, he was actually headhunted from one shul to another shul for a huge amount of money for Hoshana Yom Kippur. It was conditions, Musaf, yes, Leila, not, you know the conditions. And fine. And very, 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 very high
caliber.
High caliber, and accordingly,
high wage.
What happened was, he prepared and everything, came to Domnei Roim, he was ill. He was very ill. He got, I don't know if it was an pneumonia or something, quite heavy, and he was unable to actually perform. He didn't show up, he couldn't. He didn't. He was ill. And they last minute, they sort something out, they got, the warden to see to that. And the last minute, they sort something out. Now, it came after Yom Tov, the chazan says, I want my 20,000. I don't remember the figure. It was an extraordinary figure. I want my... And he said, excuse me, had we heard your voice? It's chutzpah. So he says, excuse me, you had... It's not my fault. I prepared. I'm meant to come. Fine, I'm an oinus. I couldn't do it because I was ill. If I would have been well, I would have done an outstanding job. But you hired me. That was a I'm ill. What should I do? You know, when there's a contract and somebody's unwell, it's tough for the employer, isn't it? It's tough luck for the employer. He's ill. And they said, excuse me, we didn't hear you. You could have been excellent, but we didn't hear you. He said, but you paid me for preparation. He said, we didn't pay you for preparation. He said, you jolly well did. Otherwise, Chal Shabbos. No, you didn't need to prepare. Rabbi Feingold will be able to judge this. Of course you have to prepare. It doesn't go without... Hear the expert, please. Otherwise you go hoarse.
Every day before, for a week before.
A few hours a day.
For 20 hours.
What would you say?
I think she's coming on the scene.
You have to remember.
Just do it cold. Can't do it cold.
Practicing Putin. Practicing.
He's used to it. I'm sorry. Why should he get paid? He's used to it.
That's a good point. If he's already singing.
He's
singing already every day.
Well,
professional singer.
So therefore, what are you saying? That since he shouldn't have prepared.
What does he need to prepare for? Every young child you.
Well, I.
He needs to exercise his voice.
Yeah.
He should get paid at all because he can't get paid on Shabbos.
He can't get paid. Yeah, it's Chal Shabbos. He needs to prepare. So. It reminds me a bit. Can I just remind me a bit of a joke you used to say? There was a shul that was looking for a rav, and they looked for a rav, and they were advised. They searched all over advertisers until they finally found a rav, moedig rav. He's a talmid chacham. He's a darshan. He can pass in shul. It's very good. And they take him and he takes a shul and he took an excellent job. But after a bit of time, the president of the community, he goes and he's approached. He says, "Are you happy with the choice, the Rav? You know, such a caliber Rav. Are you happy with him?" He says, "Well, he's okay, but we're not 100%." I said, "Why are you not happy with him?" He says, "Listen, he passed in Shail as well, and he's a Talmid Chochem, and he's a Rav. But I can see every evening late, we can see the light in his room, and he's studying and he's learning. Why, if he's such a kind, why does he need to keep on learning like that? Why does he keep on learning? It's not right that he's still learning so much. Surely he wouldn't need to learn so much anymore." So it appears that by the chazan also they need some preparation in advance. And okay, let us see, because this is a real shaila, and I want to add to that the aspect of what, pardon? It was depending on a few factors, and most of them will be discussed. One element that it was toilet on is the following. What happened if that chazan took Rabbi Feingold, normally they will do a slichas often, right? Or mincha at least. Slichas. They have to do a few things. Right. Okay, so that's right. Slichas. What happens if he does slichas, first day slichas, for instance? Yeah? Motor Shabbos, a Sunday morning slichas. Would that make a difference? Yes or no? And we make a difference, yes or no, if he doesn't do slichas, but he'll do a ma'ariv midweek of Aseret Mitzvah. Would that make a difference, yes or no? Yes. It will make a difference. Shulchan Aruch Seif Hey. Also, liskoy chazonim lispal b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to pay a chazan. You are not allowed to pay a chazan. To hire a chazan. Leispal b'Shabbos or daven on Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch. It's not my. V'yesh mishemata, some allow it. So Shulchan Aruch says it is also, but some allow it. Hagovim Schoroi Lishona, if it was hired for a full year, or Lechodesh for a full month, Lekula al Mashor, it's permitted according to all opinions. Again, Shulchan Aruch says it is prohibited to hire a chazan for the year. Some say it's muta. And Ramah adds, if you did a whole deal, a contract with him, a whole year contract with him, a whole month contract with him, it's okay according to all opinions.
It's like his job, like any job, you've got a contract and you get paid a yearly sum.
Yeah.
So that yearly sum would include Shabbos.
Would include Shabbos, yeah. That's what Ramah says, yeah. That's fine. It is also for somebody to be a chazan to get paid because he's taking wages for working on Shabbos. Why? What's the rationale of the ones who are matir, who allow it? Why should it be muta? Schar Shabbos! Why? They hold the b'mokem mitzvah because it's a mitzvah purpose. Lo goes to rabbon al schar Shabbos b'zeh. Some say no, it's muta. To pay a chazan is muta. That opinion holds because it's for mitzvah matter, for mitzvah purpose. For mitzvah purpose, it's muta. However, mikol mokem ein roi siman broche, he won't see blessings and a hatzlocha from this panosa. So some opinion hold that it's muta. Some hold, the majority holds that it's also, and some say that it's muta, but even the ones hold that it's muta, they say that you won't see great blessing from this ponos. It's not the kind of kosher geld. It's not kosher geld. You know the expression kosher geld? It's not kosher money. It's not the kind of thing that, it's not kosher geld. Yeah. Uvichol zeh, uadin lischoy tukeh, that goes to the bal tukeh. Bal tukeh is even more complex. What's the meaning with regards to bal tukeh? The bal tukeh also, you can't, what's bal tukeh? Baltic also, when is he, what are you paying him for? Preparation. Preparation. So here again, there's many shuls that are makpit that he blows for the whole L. But he said that really, in principle, you've got a problem. On Shabbos, exactly the same. Yeah, well, it's also, he's getting wage. According to Mishnah Berurah, the problem is, Mishum Shinoitel Tzchah Shabbos, this will apply there as well. So, Leshono, Mishnah Berurah explains, what is that the yearly contract? Mishnah Berurah explains, Zivkot Nchov Dalet, Peiro Sheispalel Gam Be Yomoy Sachol, you need to daven on weekdays as well. Humishalme Lechoydesh, or Leshavua Bevas Achas, you pay simultaneously, and you need to include everything. Vayim Be'achoynim, Sheikosu Shinoagim Lohokel Yisrael, Shabbos Lechol Tzama Matir, the meaning is to make it. So, what about a birth coach? That's what he's talking about. A midwife. And ends up giving birth on Shabbos. That, he says, is muta. Because that's certainly muta. Bevadai muteres. It's certainly muta. Yeah, she's allowed to get paid for working on Shabbos. She'd have to get paid. Now, with regards to the Chazonim, so the halacha is, we're learning, everybody, some hold that it is osu, some hold that it is muta, because it's chepze shemaim, it's a mitzvah purpose. Some hold that, and everybody agrees that if you're making a contract, which includes work on weekdays, everybody holds that's muta. And that's the way forward, Rabbi Yisai, that if they include specific work on weekdays, it's permitted, and there's no issur of Schar Shabbos. The consensus of the poskim, however, is, and that's a critical point, that it has to be something which normally would require a payment. So the consensus of the poskim is, if somebody is getting what wants to get paid for gets paid for Musa for Yom Neroim, and that's his job, he must do something on weekdays which would normally be normal to expect a payment for it, such as first day slichas. It's quite a thing. It's quite natural to pay some, maybe not so much, but it's not out of question to ask for payment for that. It's first day slichas, you know, he has to knack. It's normal to get. However, the consensus of the poskim is, if he does only a midweek mincha or a midweek ma'ariv, just because he adds because he adds a few words here, it's not the kind of thing that you ask a payment for normally, and therefore it would not be acceptable, and it would not be acceptable, and therefore it's an issur of Schar Shabbos there. Same applies to Baltic Care. If a Baltic Care only blows once off, it's not a normal thing to get a payment for that, and therefore there would be a problem of Schar Shabbos, just to pay him for blowing on Rosh Hashanah. However, if he blows the entire Elul, or at least 80%, or it's like he blows a big, he does a big job, then blows a lot during Elul, then it would be acceptable to pay him for Rosh Hashanah as well, but otherwise not. Going back to the Shail over here, therefore the halacha is in a scenario which he did do first day slichas, and he did actually do some work. Then the halacha is that actually he's allowed to ask for payment. It's not nice, but it's really not nice. But according to many, he could probably, because it's payment. I don't think he's allowed to ask for everything, but he's certainly allowed to ask for a big part of it. Yes, he is. I don't know if he's allowed to ask for everything. He could argue that he's not allowed to get for everything, but certainly he's done a substantial part of his job. Good question.
No, a doctor gets paid anyway throughout the whole year.
Yeah, no, but if somebody asks for a doctor, Mr. Berlin's question is, what if you have to call in the doctor on Shabbos? You're allowed to pay him afterwards or not?
Well, they work on a ward.
No, but they're getting paid anyway.
I thought you're asking private.
Let's say they work on a ward.
In a ward, so how are you going to pay him? I thought your question was...
Doctors will do ward Shabbos and shifts, I mean, they've got invisible ink,
Uh-huh.
No,
the question you're asking, if somebody needs to ask a doctor to come on Shabbos, and normally this doctor for the house visit would ask 50, 70 pounds for a house visit, you want to know if you can pay him yes or no. So I don't think it's right to say, I'm very firm, so I'm not going to pay you. Doesn't sound right. Yeah. So never mind, I'm asking if you can pay him or not. So the answer is, derech matana the Mishnah Berurah paskens, maybe we should speak about it next year a bit more, but derech matana is mutter, and we'll address that next year. Okay, we'll stop over here.